I was rolling the blacktop north to Sydney in a Kenworth hauling grain. Geez, I was glad to see that great divide. I was getting sick of the cold and the rain and almost to Benalla and making record time when I caught a glimpse of midnight blue in the mirrors up behind. Well, it's amazing how your conscience works when you see that double bubble. Seems like we automatically believe that somehow I'm in trouble. Well, I peeled a left, but he just came on by. He even threw a wave. It's amazing the effect they have in the way that we behave. But I didn't need a second hint with a logbook that was overdue. So I rolled up and I parked it at the all-night chew and spew. And I scored a seat right by the heater. I downed steak and chips and eggs and found the bottom of the coffee cup as I polished off the dregs. But there was time to kill, so I filled again. Settled back to midnight, watching a rerun of Kojak on an ancient black and white. And it was just around the action part, you know, where he bowls a baddie over. I heard somebody mumbling behind me near my shoulder. I turned around to kind of shut him up. But I saw this little bunch of people with their heads all bowed and their eyes all shut and their hands all formed like steeples. It was a mum and a dad and the three billy lids giving thanks for food and blessing. I checked the looks on those around. There was one or two still guessing. As you know, it warmed my heart to see it. As the memories flooded back, I pushed them out just as fast as time hit the track. Logbook done, I cranked it out through 15 forward gears. And I fought to fight the memories back of 15 wasted years. And as the bogies rolled the bitumen, and the tyres hummed their song, my spirit fought a battle of a love and a faith gone wrong. So many years, so many miles had rolled beneath these wheels. I never thought I'd ever know again exactly how it feels. But I couldn't move the picture of that family around their plates. I can't explain it. I never knew them. And yet it felt like they were mates. And it was at that thought that I quit the battle with a past that I couldn't fight. As the memories of a faith in God and the things I knew were right cut through 15 years of darkness, like the QIs cut the night. And as I shuffled the gear, I recalled I'd strained to hear his prayerful words. But what I heard the most was what I never heard. I never heard no these and thous as he prayed amidst all those truckers. Just the open heart of an honest man that was grateful for his tucker. Then as 18 wheels rolled the Gundy Bridge, I wondered if I'd ever, when a still small voice said, "Now, old son, it's now or never." And my spirit broke within me. As 15 years caught up. And I longed again to break his bread and to worship around the cup. I simply couldn't find the words. But as his spirit filled my soul, 15 years of unsung praise from my lips began to roll. And then times and dates and places and faces that I'd known come walking back across my mind as if to welcome home. But my thoughts went back 300 miles to a family around a table. And I prayed our paths would cross again, so that one day we'd be able to worship him together, between here and now and glory, and to tell him of the joy they brought, to tell him of their story, of how this prodigal came home again to his loving father's place. Not directed by the words of preachers, but just a family saying grace.